He labored to weave all together, external and internal, into one piece, devoted his life to the task, and doubtless only at his death perceived that for that age he was attempting the impossible. None but the very few could ever appreciate the ideal of the man, much less understand it. Author's note, Fragments of a Faith Forgotten, page 297. Although it appears there were several sects of Gnosticism, we will attempt to discuss the more universal Gnostic beliefs in the following pages. The cosmology of Gnosticism is complex and very different from Orthodox Christianity. In many ways, Gnosticism may appear to be polytheistic or even pantheistic. The word Gnostic is based on the word gnosis, which means knowledge. The knowledge of the ultimate, unknowable God, and man's ability to transcend this material world is how Gnosticism got its name. To understand some of the basic beliefs of Gnosticism, let us start with common ground between it and modern Christianity. Both believe the world is imperfect, corrupt, and brutal. The blame for this, according to mainstream Christianity, is placed squarely on the shoulders of man himself. With the fall of man, the world was forever changed to the undesirable and harmful place in which we live today. However, Gnostics reject this view as an incorrect interpretation of the creation myth. According to Gnostics, the blame is not in ourselves, but in our Creator. The Creator of this world was himself somewhat less than perfect, and in fact, deeply flawed, making mankind the children of a lesser God. According to the Gnostics, in the beginning, the Supreme Being, called the Father, the Divine All, the Origin, the Supreme God, or the Fullness, emanated the element of existence, both visible and invisible. His intent was not to create, but as light emanated from a flame, so did creation shine forth from God. This manifested the primeval element needed for creation. Part of this ethereal material gave form to beings called eons. One of these eons was called Sophia, or wisdom. Seeing the divine flame, Sophia sought to know its origin. She sought to know the very nature of God. Sophia's passion ended in tragedy when she managed to capture a divine and creative spark, which she attempted to duplicate with her own creative force. It was this act that produced archons, being born outside of the higher divine realm. The realm containing the fullness of the Godhead and Sophia is called the Pleroma, or realm of fullness. This is the Gnostic heaven. The lesser gods, created in Sophia's failed attempt, were cast outside the Pleroma and away from the presence of God. In essence, she threw away and discarded her flawed creations. Quote from Nag Hammadi, she cast away from her, outside that place, author's note, the Pleroma, that no one of the immortal ones, author's note, the other eons, might see it, for she had created it in ignorance. Nag Hammadi Library, James M. Robinson, pages 104, Harper Row, 1961, San Francisco. The beings she created were imperfect and oblivious to the Supreme God. Her creations contain deities even less perfect than herself. They are called the powers, the rulers, or the archons. Their leader is called the Demiurge. These beings would equate to Satan or his demons. It was the flawed, imperfect, spiritually blind Demiurge that became the creator of the material world and all things in it. Thus, man is a child of a lesser, flawed, spiritually blind, and malevolent God. In Gnostic cosmology, the organic or living world is under the control of entities called eons, of which Sophia is one. This means the eons influence or control intelligence, thought, and mind. Control of the mechanical or inorganic world is given to the archons. They rule the physical aspects of systems, regulations, limits, and order in the world. The lesser god that created the world began his existence in a state that was both detached and remote from the supreme god in aspects both spiritually and physically. The Demiurge, or half-maker, as he is called, contained only part of the original creative spark of the supreme being. He was created with an imperfect nature caused by his